Welcome to Victorious Parenting. I'm your host, Arabella Hill. Now's the time to transform your home life and make parenting a breeze by learning and applying new strategies. Let's get into it. Hello, amazing parents. Today, we're going to talk about revolutionizing your child's behavior and doing that without worrying or nagging, yelling, using my number one secret that creates calm, peaceful kids that become a breeze to parent. Now, that's a big promise, and you might be thinking, wait, calm and peaceful kids? Calm and peaceful, does that really match in with the word kids? Well, it does, and it can, and you can create calm and peaceful kids, and you can create a parenting experience without worrying, nagging, or yelling constantly. But in order to do that and to be able to look back and think, wow, I haven't had to remind my child to clean up after themselves. I haven't had to punish them for anything. I ask them to help me with the dishes and they get up and they do it. You can create that within your children, but you need to create a foundation within them and build upon that foundation. And that is what we're going to be talking about today. And that foundation is emotional intelligence. So emotional intelligence is a stronger predictor of future success than IQ. And that is the research the scientists have discovered. They did a big scientific research on really successful people. And they found that the reason why these people were successful was because they were highly emotionally intelligent. They thought at first, well, perhaps they're successful because they have a lot of degrees, because they got brought up in a home where education was really, you know, valued, and they had maybe private school and help from their parents. Perhaps luck was involved. They looked at all of these different factors as to perhaps reasons why these people became successful. So after these studies, what they discovered is that schooling didn't have that much of an outcome in regards to their future success. IQ, being smart, didn't really have that much of an impact, not compared to emotional intelligence. So a lot of these people who were successful, they got brought up in very poor homes. They didn't have access to private schooling or even good schooling. A lot of them dropped out of school at a very young age. A lot of them don't even have higher educational degrees. And so how do they become successful? They become successful because they became highly emotionally intelligent. Now, you can build emotional intelligence within yourself, and you can grow that throughout your lifetime, even if these skills were not taught to you in childhood. However, as an adult, it is harder to create change within yourself. So that is why I'm teaching this to parents early on, so you can actually start teaching and building this within your kids from a very young age while they're receptive to it. So their brains, as they're maturing and growing, can grow up with emotional intelligence built within them, and you will see massive behavioral differences within your kids when you start implementing these strategies. Now, is this going to happen overnight? No, nothing happens overnight, unfortunately. We would all like to wave a magic wand and, you know, implement a couple of strategies and boom, our kids are just, you know, so well behaved all the time. It doesn't work like that. And it also doesn't mean that they're going to be well behaved 100% of the time. I've been building emotional intelligence within my son since around 8 years old. This is when I learned this. So for the first 8 years of his life, I didn't do this. I had no idea what this was. And it wasn't built within me either. And so I was around age, I would think 29 when he was about 8 years old. And I started building it within myself as well. And I have seen dramatic changes within my life, because emotional intelligence leads to unshakable confidence. And unshakable confidence permeates into all areas of your life. Once you become emotionally intelligent, nothing or no one can shake your confidence. Emotional intelligence makes you calm and thoughtful, very easy to talk to, and that's an attractive attribute everyone wants. It's literally a social magnet. You are able to go out there in the world and attract good people, and people can see that within you as well. It makes you so much more attractive to employers when employers are looking for people who fit well within their team dynamics. They're not just looking for people who fit well that, oh, you have the same hobbies or same kind of values and you can do the job well, and maybe you have prior experience. They're really looking for emotional intelligence. Do you have strong emotional intelligence? That's really the core of what these big companies are looking for. And so over the next few podcast episodes, we're going to be talking about emotional intelligence, how to build emotional intelligence within yourself, the importance of it, and how to build emotional intelligence right now within your children. Stay tuned for the next episode coming up.
Discover the 7 biggest mistakes parents make that can lower their child's self-esteem forever. PromotingSelfEsteem.com.
If you would like access to more parenting resources and a big supportive community, I'd like to invite you to our Facebook group, Victorious Parenting. I give regular content every single day, and we have a unit section where you can find all the best content. There are some short form and long form content in there, like the Grey Rock Method and how to deal with sibling rivalry. And as well, you'll get to be a part of a great big community of parents who are becoming victorious just like you. We'd love to have you join us in Victorious Parenting.
Discover the 7 biggest mistakes parents make that can lower their child's self-esteem forever. PromotingSelfEsteem.com.